I've worked for a photo engraver for 3 years. I went to Defender for 3 years, but I don't know, my heart was there, and occasionally I would even freelance stuff in. And then I just got to where I got homesick, I had to come back home. And I don't know, I've been enjoying it since, and I get a chance to think a little deeper. And then, too, I contribute a lot of the development through John Sandstack. He had a lot to do with it, too. I mean, he's a guy with a tremendous amount of patience. I don't know if I was in his position and I run across a dummy like I was, I don't think I could have put up with it. Out, you know. But he didn't do that. He would explain different things and how to make approaches much more simplified. Oh, at first, my editorial cartoons, I used to use the balloon, you know. He said, that's too much writing. People don't want that. Do it with the picture. Because you either write or draw. Let's draw. Cut down on all this reading. And so I thought to myself, well, I don't know that much about politics. I know who I like and who I don't like, and that's that. And I just couldn't understand how the heck he expect me to cut this out in order to explain what I want to explain. So that was a matter of getting in the corner and looking at different cartoons like Bill Malden, Herb Block, but yet they still use long captions. And it was always in my mind, John said, condense it, get it down to the picture. So this is what I...
Have your cartoons always been political?
No, not all of them. I used to do a humor strip. See, there was one cartoon that's very old with the Defenders. Of course, it's none running now, but I did it for a while. Oh gosh, I think it changed hands at least four cartoons. Let's see, it was Leslie Rogers, Daniel Day, Jay Jackson, Henry Brown. The cartoon strip was Bungleton Green.
Bungleton Green?
Bungleton Green. And it seemed like when you mentioned that, you automatically said Chicago Defender, because that was almost like a trademark, too. And of course, all the fellows that I previously named, they did the political cartooning. And, they were all much better at it than I was. They were strictly pen and ink artists. I use a brush. They use plain old nib pen. I tried to pattern them, but I guess everybody's got a different technique. And I couldn't do it. And I also did a cartoon I used to run. It was on the family on the family side, a couple with two kids, and I kept it in that trend. Then there was another old.
What was the name of that one? That one.